Anyway, let's move on. Paddy Ennis is in Armagh, and we were talking about Corvid intelligence on the programme recently. And Paddy got in touch. He's in Portadown in County Armagh. He sent in a video. Now, the video shows a rook in the garden trying to get at the nuts in a hanging feeder. And it's a little bit tricky, so it has to stand on something close by the hanging feeder, and there's a perch on either side of the hanging feeder for the small birds to perch on and then feed from the little dispenser. So what it does is it gets its bill and it pushes the hanging feeder away, and as it's coming back, it sticks its bill into the little hole where the dispenser is and it grabs a nut, pretty much. Isn't that what's going on in the video? Yeah,
that's it.
You can see it on the website, rte.ie/mini. Anyway,
in fact,
let's say...
In fact, you can notice as it goes along, it's getting better.
It's getting better at it.
Yeah, yeah.
So let's Paddy tell us all about it. Paddy, go on, tell us. We've seen your video.
Hello, Derek. I have been feeding birds for a long time, mainly aimed at small birds like finches. But a few rooks have started coming to feed as well. I sent you a little video recently there showing rooks feeding in my back garden. It shows a rook trying to get food from a little bird feeder. Now, normally the rook would jump up, grab hold of the metal pole that is supporting the feeder and try and reach across and get a few seeds, but it's very awkward for them. But one of the rooks looked hard at the feeder. He then jumped onto the edge of a half-barrel plant holder, and he was able to reach across and grab with the tip of his beak the end of one of the little perches on the feeder. He would pull it back towards himself, release it, the feeder would swing away and come back like a pendulum, and on the return, the rook would beak into the food port and get a couple of seeds. And he would repeat the process, grab the perch, pull it, release it, and on the return swing, dip in and get a seed. And he did this for several minutes. I noticed, though, the following day, the rook was back again, and he seemed to have improved his technique, because this time he jumped up onto the edge of the barrel plant holder, reached across and gave the little perch on the feeder a really good tug and let it go, and it started swinging like a pendulum. And without grabbing the perch again, he was able to take one, two, three goes at feeding before he had to pull it again. So he had obviously improved his technique since the previous day.
It really is amazing, isn't it, just how intelligent rooks are. Like their fellow members of the crow family, they really are brainy. It's showing an understanding of physics. It's also showing how he can learn, and or he or she, we don't know which it is, can improve as it goes on and gets better. I'd also be interested to see if any other rooks are watching and then decide that they want to give this a go as well, because they do learn from each other's behaviour too. They're incredibly smart.
Yeah. Well, I haven't seen any sign of the others copying him just yet, but we'll give it a day or two and see what happens.
Have you only got one feeder, or are there several feeders there? Or is there only one that's adjacent to where the barrel is that he can stand on?
There's only one feeder adjacent to the barrel. I have four or five feeders up containing different types of seed and peanuts and things, but there's just the one that is next to that barrel where he can jump up and reach it.
I think that from your description there, the way that you described the bird as watching and working it out, that's a real hallmark of crows, like rooks. They think ahead. They can sort of see into the future. They work out the consequence of their action or their inaction. And I think that that's one of the secrets for their success, because a lot of other birds and other wild animals may be smart, but they try things by trial and error, whereas the crows seem to be able to do that trial and error in their heads beforehand and then only put themselves in potential harm's way when they've got it worked out. So that sort of planning ahead, that logic, that understanding and predicting of physics, it's really, really smart stuff. It's incredible.
I must tell you a little story, Derek. I was fishing a few years ago on a beach in County Donegal, and the tide was almost at complete low tide. And an occasional sand eel started popping its head up out of the sand, and the seagulls were coming down and trying to catch them. But I noticed also a few rooks came down, And the rooks were actually better at catching the sand eels than the seagulls were. Because when the bird would approach the sand eel, it would try to draw back down into its burrow in the sand. And the seagull would then try and peck to catch it. But the seagull would have to kick four or five times to get the sand eel. But the rooks would come down, and with their big beaks, they would just take one dip and catch the sand eel. They were very effective at it.
They really are very resourceful birds. They're very good at overcoming obstacles. That's one of the reasons why rooks and other crows tend to be so successful. And a lot of us in Ireland, we tend to resent that success because we think that they're getting one over on the other creatures and they're causing their decline. In fact, the reason why crows, rooks and jackdaws and hooded crows and magpies and so on, why they do so well is because of their resilience and their intelligence and their adaptability. They're better able to weather the changes that we humans have wrought on the environment and survive and even thrive. Whereas other birds and other wild creatures, they tend to suffer more because they're not so adaptable. They can't cope with what we've done to the planet, whereas the crows are much better at that.
But it's a fascinating video. Paddy, thank you very much indeed. We really do appreciate it.
One last thing there.
Yes, sir.
You were saying about them being very intelligent and studying people. Apparently, two rooks were overheard coming home from the library one day.
Mm-hmm.
And one rook said to the other, "Well, have you bred any good rooks lately?"
That's a daddy joke or granddaddy joke. It's a rook joke.
Granddaddy joke, yes. Bye.
Bye. There goes Paddy.